ABC News.
Andrew Kaloupis with the latest. British police say 9 people are fighting for their life in hospital after a mass stabbing on a train to London. Witnesses on board say a man walked down the train, apparently randomly stabbing passengers. Passengers raised the alarm, causing the train to make an emergency stop at Huntingdon Station, where police made 2 arrests. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has called the attack appalling. National Party leader David Littleproud says he's written to opposition leader Susan Lee, urging her to dump the net zero emissions by 2050 policy. It comes after the Nationals officially ditched their commitment to net zero emissions at a party room meeting on Sunday, claiming the policy is hurting Australians. Mr. Littleproud says the Nationals' decision was driven by the increase in power prices. It's been another day of severe weather in parts of Queensland. For the second day running, giant hail up to 8 centimetres in diameter pummeled parts of the state's southeast. The Bureau of Meteorology says more storms are expected early in the week, but they aren't expected to be as severe. US President Donald Trump has threatened to take military action against Nigeria unless its government does more to protect Christians from attack by Islamist extremists. Mr. Trump says he's instructed the Pentagon to prepare possible action, saying it would be fast, vicious, and sweet. Nigeria, which is broadly Christian in the south and Muslim in the north, says it's willing to work with Washington to deepen its understanding of the country's religious and ethnic complexities. ABC News.